Welcome to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO, talking to John Kniffel, and we've covered a lot of ground so far this morning, but one thing we haven't talked about is golf. You know, you talked a little bit about growing up right across from a golf course. You start playing golf later on in life, and as a matter of fact, I think you were coaching for a little bit too here in the Mexico School District.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So, from a coach perspective, I started coaching golf at the high school in 2011, and that ran from 11 through 2016. And during that time, we went from a program that had four or five kids come out for the year to where we had about 20 to 25 kids coming out each year. And, you know, the more kids you have, the harder it is to coach the kids, and you got to make some cuts here and there and things of that nature. So the ideal number that we always like to try to have was 15 kids. You know, we'd have five on varsity, five on JV, and then we have five kids kind of in the cut, if you will, that are trying to work their way onto one of those two teams. So that was a really fun time. It was nice to get the program back in good shape. We spent a lot of money during that time, both through the Booster Club, but also through the Bulldog Golf Classic, which is a golf tournament I started back around 2011 to raise additional funds for the golf team for things that typically we couldn't get approved through the school. So, you know, we would buy additional clothing to make the kids feel comfortable when the weather was poor. We would buy training for the kids. We would buy new cages for hitting balls into. We even bought a putting green that was about 500 square feet for the kids to use indoors when the weather was poor. That was a fun time in my life. I believe that during that time, which I think was 2015, the golf team had the most wins of any program in Mexico history, which was 64. We won 64 wins and four losses, which included an undefeated season up until we lost the conference championship by one stroke. That's a whole nother story for another day. That's actually a really good one. But that was probably one of my favorite memories coaching golf was that 2015 season where we had a lot of really talented kids, went deep into state, and just had a really good time. So on the flip side, that was also one of the hardest times of my life was cutting that resignation letter in 2016 to stop coaching golf. But for the sake of my job, for the sake of my family, things of that nature, and also with the distractions I was having at work, I did not want to become that coach that was in the clubhouse doing his third-party work versus out on the course coaching the kids. Because I've seen that before. I've been a part of that, and I did not want to be that guy. So I thought it was best to cut ties and let somebody else come in that had the time to keep the program going in the direction that I had it going in for that period of time.
What do you think about golf in Mexico School District and surrounding schools today? Is there pretty good participation? Is there good interest with kids who are growing up?
Yeah, I think golf has been on the rise for quite a long time. I have seen it here in Mexico over the last 5 years kind of take a dip as far as participation goes, the number of kids playing. But in general, there are a lot of people out there and organizations that are trying to get golf at a high level. They're trying to get more kids involved. Columbia Golf Foundation is one of those programs that's come around in many schools in Missouri, starting at the junior high level to put a golf club in kids' hands. So as a whole, I do believe it's growing. I think in Mexico, we see it fluctuate quite a bit.
What about the golf simulator out at the YMCA? That's a pretty nice thing that they've got going out over there.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it yet, the racquetball court was converted into a golf room at the YMCA. That includes a simulator that is very nice, pretty accurate as far as hitting shots, putting goes, things like that. There's a lot of courses to pick from, and then if you are there to work on your short game, there's also a putting green as well. And I think that's helped the growth some for sure. It's definitely helped folks who don't have time to go play a full round of the golf course at least go into the Y and hit balls for 30 minutes to an hour. Why maybe the husband or wife are walking around the track, they'll go play golf or whatever the case might be. But that's been a great addition to Mexico, and I know the guys over at the YMCA are diligently working on keeping leagues running at the same time.
No doubt about it. We have talked about golf, and we've talked about you DJing. You're back into the DJ business, as a matter of fact. Tell everybody about that, and what made you decide to get back into it? You missed it a little bit, didn't you?
Oh, I missed it a lot. You know, I stopped DJing from 2008 until 2020, and that was about the period where, you know, the kids were really starting to get busy and needed a lot of my attention as a father to help them with their sports, school, and stuff like that. So we took that break from 08 until 2020, and I got to credit my wife, Carrie Kniffel, on letting me get back into DJing because I had to get her permission first. And I always laugh, too, because, you know, in 2020, everybody was kind of like super laid back, didn't know where the world was going, and I kind of slid it in there under the table like, hey, I'm going to start DJing again, and was kind of hoping maybe she didn't hear the question. But in all seriousness, she approved it, and she's been behind me 100% on getting back into it. Currently, it's not a promoting festivals type of situation like Get Got was. It's more of a, hey, I'm a vendor. I'm someone that somebody can reach out to do a wedding, DJ at a bar, DJ an event for class reunions, for example. We've done a bunch of those so far. So it's been great getting back into it. I like doing things locally, so it's been great kind of going around to all the restaurants and bars in town and doing something just about every other week.
I don't want to forget any businesses, but I've seen you over at TJ's, Roadhouse. I've seen you at the 581, over at Champions. What's the crowd like now after the pandemic? I used to go and have a drink at the bar every once in a while, maybe a few.
Yeah.
But I haven't been there for quite some time. What are the crowds like? Are they starting to come back?
Yeah, crowds are definitely starting to come back. I would say probably around late 2021, the crowds were really starting to come back, and people were relaxing and being more involved with each other. It's fun, going around Mexico and doing each of those venues because everyone has something different to offer. 581, at night when that becomes a dance club, if you will, they've got a really nice light show in there. They have some nice lasers. You can put visualizations on the TVs, which is kind of their unique thing. Champions has the huge dance floor and the stage. That's really nice. And, if you circle back around to TJ's, you can't beat the patio. The outdoor patio is massive. It's got a stage. And when the spring and summer months hit, that's a really good time as well. But the crowds are back, and it can get crowded.
Right on.
That.
Absolutely. We'll end with the wild card question because we ask this every week on Meet the Community. If there's one golf course on your bucket list that you have to play at, where is this at? Tell us about that this morning.
I would say it's got to be Augusta. Got to be the Masters venue. I mean, there's just so much history there. I'm a guy that likes golf courses that are hilly. I like wooded golf courses with trees, and I like real fast greens. So, Augusta's got all of those things. I mean, not to mention just driving down Magnolia Lane just to get to the front door itself would be, which I think maybe you can do if you're lucky enough to sneak in. You can just go through the circle drive and pull back out, but that's my golf course. And then second would be probably Pebble Beach.
Okay. Well, we hope you get there one day, maybe get a hole in one and on one of those courses. We certainly appreciate you coming in here this morning, taking some time out with us.
Yep. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
Mr. John Kniffel, he is our guest this morning on Meet the Community. We'll have another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.